Morning Watch, Itero 2020, The Christian Life, Week 1. The Consummation of the Age of Mystery. Wednesday Related Verses. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 4 through 6, by which in reading it you can perceive my understanding in the mystery of Christ, which in other generations was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets in spirit, that in Christ Jesus the Gentiles are fellow heirs and fellow members of the body, and fellow partakers of the promise through the gospel. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12, 13, and 27. For even as the body is one and has many members, yet all the members of the body, being many, are one body, so also is the Christ. For also in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and were all given to drink one Spirit. Verse 27. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Romans chapter 12, verses 4 and 5. For just as in one body we have many members, and all the members do not have the same function, so we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Suggested reading. Christ is the mystery of God. In history, there has never been a name so wonderful as Jesus Christ. Whether they are for him or not for him, today all the nations use the calendar of Jesus. This is the year of Jesus. Every year is the year of the chronicle of Christ, of that little man. There is no name bigger than the name of Jesus. Yet where is he? He is not only in the heavens, but right on this earth. The mystery of the universe is God. The mystery of God is Christ. And the mystery of Christ is the church. Even to say that the church is the gathering of God's called people is too superficial. The church is the body of Christ. The church is an organism, not an organization. The church is the mystery of Christ. In other words, the church is just Christ in a mysterious way. The church is Christ. So when we say that we are the Christ, this is not too much. Hallelujah! We are the Christ here. On one hand, we are wonderful persons. And on the other hand, we are Christ in a mysterious way. Within us, we have a mysterious part. And that part is Christ. Christ today is right here. According to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 4, the church has a particular title, the mystery of Christ. God is a mystery. He is real, living, and almighty, but invisible. No one has ever seen God, and therefore God is a mystery. This mysterious God is embodied in Christ. Hence, Christ is the mystery of God. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 4, Paul used the expression, the mystery of Christ, to explain the church as the body of Christ in God's eternal economy, indicating that the church is the mystery of Christ. The believers have Christ, the mystery of God, dwelling in them. But worldly people do not realize that he is in the believers. To them, this is a mystery. The all-inclusive Christ is the mystery of the mysterious God. Such a Christ as the mystery of God produces a mysterious body, the Church. Thus, the Church is the continuation of the mystery, which is Christ. Mystery surely produces mystery. Christ, who is the mystery of God, brings forth the Church, the mystery of Christ. The Church, the mystery within a mystery, is the mystery in God's economy. The mystery of Christ, the Church, in other generations, was not made known to the sons of men. The Church, the body of Christ, was hidden in the Old Testament age. Noah received God's command to build the ark, but he did not know of the building up of the Church. Moses received the revelation to build the tabernacle, but not knowing the mystery of the Church, he did not know how to build the Church. This mystery was also hidden from Samuel, David, and Solomon, who knew how to build the temple, but not how to build the body of Christ. The Church, as the mystery of Christ, was not made known to the sons of men in other generations. In the New Testament age, it was revealed first by Christ in the Gospels, and then by the Holy Spirit in the epistles to the apostles and prophets. Paul in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 5 says that this mystery has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets in spirit. This mystery, which was hidden throughout the ages in God, who created all things and was hidden from the Old Testament saints, has been revealed in the New Testament.